how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Even if we were to have a resounding blue wave come through, as many of us would like, putting it all back together again after we've gone through this MAGA nightmare and re-educating, basically, which that sounds like a rather a re-education camp. I don't think we really want to call it that.
Newsom has signed 3 anti-free speech bills yesterday. One of them says if prosecutors decide, in their own opinion, that you were trying to deceive with a deep fake, and they use examples of things that are clearly jokes, that you will face many years in prison after they've signed laws that if you rape a child as young as 12, you get 2 days in county jail.
What's up, guys? It's your lovin' govern here to drop some nah about Prop 83. Prop 83 is a spending bill designed to make new investments in a freaking butt ton of underfunded sectors in our great state, like renewable energy. Cali leads the nation in solar power, which is rad. But what about lunar power? I believe the moon is capable of so much more than just controlling your Aunt Diane's ovulation cycle. Oh, take it, take it, take it, take it. Thank you. Let's put the moon to work for us. You know we crush it when it comes to whatever bra, drug laws, but Prop 83 hits different, allowing Californians to keep up to 7 ounces of hallucinogenic toad venom for personal use, plus 2 gallons of synthetic peyote and rando Guatemalan lab bought with crypto off the dark web. Bussin'.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, anybody can tell when something is AI. It can instantly, if people are confused, they can find the actual clip. They just want another way to convince everybody to go after free speech. And that ties into Hillary saying arrest people for disinformation. The UN and WHO have announced, along with the WEF, massive plans to start criminally charging people, which is already happening all over Europe and Australia, for their speech. And Canada, that is a huge vital stack as the system goes openly, nakedly, communist Chinese style.
There has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
I don't feel at home with people who believe in censorship. I think it's disqualifying. It's antithetical and inconsistent with democracy. And we had Hillary Clinton yesterday making this extraordinary statement that endorsing this censorship of speech in our country. We have Kamala Harris saying that free speech is a privilege. It's not a right. And Tim Walz saying the same thing. And I think that that is disqualifying for anybody who wants to be president of the United States to believe in censorship.
They've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign.
So how do you de-radicalize these people?
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
I think a lot of people are going to have to be deprogrammed.
We had a program addressing white supremacists that we had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people. And President Trump pulled the plug.
I mean, this is, on a scale of censorship, it's very high. I mean, this is just wild. But, I mean, when you're smuggling 325,000 admitted missing kids into physical slave labor and sex slavery, I mean, why not?
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, September 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Tuesday morning from Austin, Texas. On a very special day. This is a very special day. We got a lot to show you folks. But more important than that, it's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. We got a lot of stuff to get into today. World War, obviously, the Middle East conflict continuing to spiral out of control, like the Tasmanian devil, and the war in Ukraine as well. Massive censorship news. Alex Jones did an event with Tucker Carlson yesterday. We've got some videos from that to show you. I think I'll be taking a whack at it today. I'm going to take on the smartest liberals on TikTok. I'm going to do it. We're going to watch the smartest libtards on TikTok and see if we can't combat their rhetorical genius with, simple facts and observations. A lot to discuss. We'll open up the phone lines for your calls and a very special guest later in the show. We'll be talking about anti-white discrimination and the various manifestations of this now legal racism. It's a very big show. Glad you're with us. We will open up the phone lines probably in the second hour for your calls, but let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. Running short on crew today, folks. We got Matt running around like a chicken with his head cut off. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2024. U.S. sends more troops to Middle East as tensions rise between Israel and Hezbollah. The U.S. is sending a small number of additional troops to the Middle East in response to a sharp spike in violence between Israel and Hezbollah forces in Lebanon that has raised the risk of a greater regional war, the Pentagon said Monday. Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary, would not say how many more forces would be deployed or what they would be tasked to do. The U.S. now has about 40,000 troops in the region. But don't worry. We heard during the presidential debate Kamala Harris say that there's not a single troop deployed in a war zone, except for those 40,000. Okay, other than those, not a single. And the boats and all of the massive armadas that we have strategically positioned off the coast of Lebanon, as well as the Red Sea and off the coast of Yemen. But other than that, not a single troop there. And it is amazing to know that, like, our entire Navy right now is just in a holding pattern awaiting deployment in the Middle East for yet another Middle East war. And, gee, it's been like, 13 months since we got out of the last two-decade-long ridiculous boondoggle. So time to hop right into another one. Thanks, Israel. Whatever we can do for you. From Disclosed.tv, U.S. lawmakers plan for a possible mass casualty event. A bipartisan group of four House members is advocating for a constitutional amendment allowing for the quick replacement of Congress members in the event of a mass casualty attack. Okay. Representative Derek Kilmer and Reps Brad Winstrup, Williams Timmons, and Emmanuel Cleaver II put forth a proposal to ensure that Congress can continue its work if a large number of members are killed in a mass attack. Which is just crazy. Which is just crazy. The proposal aims to ensure continuous representation and prevent violence from shifting political power. We've seen a 300% increase in threats against members over the last 7 years, noted Representative Derek Kilmer. The amendment would require House members to provide a list of potential replacements to their state's governor. Filling vacancies quickly would help maintain stability and deter political violence. However, passing such an amendment is challenging due to the need for a two-thirds congressional vote and state ratification. But hey, you know what? Leftists keep trying to kill our guys, so hey, maybe this isn't a bad idea. It is a little bit weird. Being like, why don't you send us a list of people who you'd want to replace you? You know, just in case anything ever happened. God forbid. God forbid anything ever happened, but just in case, who would you want to replace you? Okay, kind of freaky. Kind of incredibly freaky. We'll get back to that. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky discusses victory plan he will present to Biden. It's a Good Morning America exclusive from ABC News, which, of course, is bearing the lead that Zelensky, a president of a foreign power for which we are not in an actual alliance by any means, is now campaigning in Pennsylvania for the Democratic Party. That's what's actually happening here. Zelensky says the plan aims to strengthen Ukraine to force Russia to negotiate, which they were willing to negotiate years ago. This is just all so unnecessary. And we'll play clips from his visit to the United States with the likes of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro signing the bombs that will soon be flying through the air to blow up some poor Russian dude for the designs of the most despicable people in the world, like Victoria Nuland. Meanwhile, do I want to do that one next? Sort of going back to our first story. Lebanon, Israel, Hezbollah attacks, deadliest day in Lebanon since 2006, war in Gaza. Hours of traffic as thousands flee southern Lebanon, searching for safety. Lebanon's been thrown into chaos as Israel continues its attacks on what it says are Hezbollah positions in the northern across its northern neighbor's territory. Footage shared on social media shows long lines of traffic as people have tried to flee to southern Lebanon, which has been subjected to an intense Israeli bombardment, more so than other parts of the country, towards the capital, Beirut. Traveling from southern Lebanon towards Beirut usually takes 90 minutes at most, but a massive traffic jam has stretched for 12 hours or more, according to several witnesses CNN spoke to. Desperate scenes could also be seen at the border crossing between Lebanon and Syria, as hundreds of vehicles were seen clogging up the roads on the Lebanese side. And then, of course, they are also bombing Beirut now, so escaping to Beirut, not exactly out of the fire quite yet. Again, we will get back to that, but they're doing to Lebanon what they already did to Gaza, and they're going to keep doing it until somebody stops them. Finally, we have this. Indiana taxpayers forced to fund sex change of imprisoned child murderer. Yeah, I thought I'd just tag this one on at the end just to remind you of the level of insanity we're dealing with. Now, phrased a little bit differently, I got no problem with this. Phrased maybe a little bit more honestly, and hey, this is not a bad thing. In other words, if this headline read, Indiana taxpayers forced to fund chemical castration of imprisoned child murderer, well, okay, now we're talking. Now we're talking punishment fit for the crime. But no, it doesn't have to do with castrating child murderers. It has to do with serving the mental illness of child murderers. In one of the most heinous outcomes of gender ideology, the state of Indiana has been ordered by a federal judge to cover the sex change surgeries for Jonathan C. Richardson, who's currently serving a 55-year prison sentence for strangling an 11-month-old baby to death. And if we can find images of this guy,
He looks just about what you would expect him to look like. Yeah, I don't think I need to expand on this. Do I need to comment on this? Do I need to explain why us normal people find it weird that in current year we're paying for child murderers to have elective sex change surgery? So I guess they can then be in prison with the women. Yeah, there he is. There's the guy. There's the guy that American taxpayers are going to be spending probably millions of dollars just keeping alive for whatever reason. I think he should be hung by the neck until dead in public. Vote for me. Vote for me, the law and order candidate. I think if you are convicted of strangling an 11-year-old, not only do I think that you shouldn't have sex change surgery, I think you should be burned to ash in front of everyone. But then again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. So, you know, what do I know? What do I know? That's your Daily Dispatch, folks. Brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go today to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air and in the fight. Fight for just everything good and normal and what used to be just what everybody believed. I don't know if there's a catchy, I don't know if there's a good advertising motto for that, but just like shop at InfoWars so we can just stop these insane people. I don't know. Is that enough? Is that enough to support us just knowing that we are a beacon of sanity in a world gone mad? And on that note, actually, I think I want to go to a video of our fearless leader, Alex Jones, who took to a massive, sold-out, jam-packed stadium yesterday with Tucker Carlson to speak to the people of, I believe, Reading, Pennsylvania. Oh, maybe I didn't put the video in there. Shoot. All right, I'm going to have to pull in one of these videos because he gave a very powerful speech, and of course he did an interview with Tucker Carlson yesterday that is bombshell. Go to at Real Alex Jones on X to see that. I'll have to find a good clip of Alex Jones' speech last night, but lucky for you, I got lots of videos to go to, and we'll go to some others. We're talking a lot about politics today, obviously, and there's something happening here. There's a strange sort of synchronicity taking place. If you're a regular viewer of this show, you'll know that I, for a long time, been, yeah, here's Alex Jones getting to the stage, and look at that crowd. Just absolutely massive. And folks, if you've never been to one of these, I'm sure the ones with Alex Jones, I mean, I'm sure the ones with Tucker Carlson are very fun. I'm sure when he's got Jack Posobiec or Russell Brand up there, you're in for a great show. But if you've ever been to an event where you've got a room full of patriots when Alex Jones takes the stage, it's a different level of enthusiasm. It's truly wild. Like you think you've seen an audience at the height of frenzy. And then Alex Jones comes out and everybody loses their mind. It's a testament to not just Alex Jones staying the course, being a stalwart beacon for open-minded, free-thinking people, but also of the American people and their ability to see through the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media. So it must have been an amazing event. And I encourage you to go see the next one. If there is going to be one, I don't know how many more Alex is doing, but certainly Tucker Carlson continues on the road. But let's get back to the synchronicity, the plot lines we're seeing play out over decades, what we can learn from some of this. If you're a regular viewer of the show, you may have heard me at one point or another allude to the fact that Michael Jackson was... and always will be innocent of the crimes that he was accused of. And it's one of those things where it's like we talk about elite pedophile blackmail rings all the time on this show. And yet, one of the most prominent examples people would point to of being a Hollywood elite pop star pedophile, Michael Jackson, totally innocent. Totally innocent, actually, in my opinion, by my interpretation. And shout out to Razor Fist on YouTube. If you want to see a full breakdown of the Michael Jackson scandal, go check out Razor Fist. Just search Razor Fist, one word, Michael Jackson. He goes through all of the evidence with a fine-tooth comb to an incredible degree. And I'm saying all of this, like, what are you talking about, Harris? We got bombs dropping. Why are you talking about Michael Jackson? Well, I got to lay the groundwork so you understand that he was always innocent. It was always a smear job that the real Hollywood pedophiles blackmailed and lied about Michael Jackson in an attempt to destroy him, specifically because he was not one of them. He was not in their club, and he did not play their games. Therefore, he had to be destroyed. And you can ask Rabbi Shmuley all about that. And then this video cropped up from all the way back in, I guess, must have been the early 90s, when the accusations about Michael Jackson came up. And lo and behold, you had two people on either side of that conflict who are now running against each other for president of the United States. You had Kamala Harris on the prosecution team and Donald Trump being one of the only celebrities in America with the bravery and loyalty to support Michael Jackson against these smears. What a strange twist of fate in history. Let's go down to clip number 8. Here is a video clip from back in the 90s of both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump facing off over Michael Jackson's innocence. Let's watch.
That could mean life in prison. And cases like this can depend on the testimony of the child accuser.
In general, the child will be able to recall and recollect with some detail the incident, and that is persuasive to a jury, even if it is the only testimony that is available.
Jackson gave a wave when he was released after booking. He's scheduled for arraignment in January.
Michael's been a longtime resident of Trump Tower, and last night the Donald strongly reiterated his defense of Jackson with Larry King by going after the accuser's mother.
She's had plenty of experience at going after people, and she goes after them viciously and violently, and I saw a story and I read another story about some of the things she's done, and I don't believe it.
But you know what it's like when an indictment comes down.
It's tough.
It's presumption.
It's tough. It's tough to win, but I have a feeling he's going to win, Larry.
The interesting thing is I've known Michael from many different standpoints, and Michael would spend a lot of time with my kids. I have beautiful kids, and at the time, like at Mar-a-Lago and even in Trump Tower, the kids were very young. Michael would come, play with the kids. He just loved children. He was not a child molester, and I am certain of that. He loved children. He'd play with my son Eric and my son Donald, and he'd just play with them forever. He loved children, but he was not a child molester. And, you know, that whole final saga of Neverland and the police and what they did was, I think, a very, very bad part of Michael's life.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that something else? And, of course, it also brings to mind the fact that Donald Trump was not your average celebrity. Like, I'm seeing this online a little bit, and I'll probably get into it when we play some of the TikTok videos of liberals thinking that they're smart. Like, I saw, you know, Destiny say, hold on, pull that back up. Pull that last image. We got Michael Jackson, Donald Trump, and Osama bin Laden. What the hell is that? What is going on in the background there? All right, I got distracted. Sorry, got a little bit distracted there. What was I saying? So Kamala Harris in that video, you know, obviously on the wrong side of this argument over Michael Jackson. Oh, what I was saying was that you had people like Destiny being like, people are voting for Trump just because he's the you're fired guy from The Apprentice. Like, it's always this argument that's like, Donald Trump is this reality show star. Like, he just came out of nowhere. And it's like, you know, you can find news reports from 30 years ago where Donald Trump is like best friends with A-list actors. He's like going to lunch with the Pope and like advising, you know, international trade organizations. He's been a statesman. He's been a prominent A-list figure for literally decades on end. That's why I think it's so funny. People try to minimize his accomplishments, minimize his celebrity, for lack of a better word. I remember getting in an argument with a friend over Andrew Yang, and they're like, well, Trump's a businessman, and he's a businessman. It's like, no, Trump is the businessman. Trump is an American icon and has been for decades. And Andrew Yang, I guess, like, who knows what he did? Who even knows what Andrew Yang, he was a tech guy, I guess, for a little bit. He was a CEO of something, maybe somewhere. It's not exactly the same. Donald Trump didn't go on a reality show, and then people know him from that. He had a reality show made about him because of his iconic and legendary status as a fixture of American pop culture. All that is to the side, but just it does remind you what an epic journey Donald Trump's life has been so far. But who else do you know that came out and forcefully defended Michael Jackson against these smears? This is the problem with these smears. This is the problem with the claims of, you know, child molestation, is even decent people that don't think it's true, they're not going to go out on a limb to defend you for it. Like, what Donald Trump just did there was a very brave thing, to be honest with you. Especially if the decision had gone another way. But of course, Michael Jackson was cleared of charges, partly because of what Kamala Harris said during that video. This is the thing, all right? Before anybody knew who Kamala Harris was, she's giving interviews to TV stations justifying bringing a case, a criminal case, against a high-profile person, destroying their lives, essentially. And what is she saying specifically in that clip? She's justifying bringing a case where the only piece of evidence is the testimony of a little child. That's what I don't know if you heard what she was saying there. She's like, the testimony of a child can be very persuasive, you know, even if that's the only evidence that there is. Okay. So you're bringing a high-profile criminal case, destroying somebody's life, no matter how the case ends up, off of the basis of a six-year-old's testimony and nothing else. A highly coached toddler, you know, repeating a lie, and you are forcing a man to spend millions of dollars defending himself from accusations that will never really live down and that will stain his legacy forever. But hey, a child said so. So what more evidence do you need, right? In a weird way, there's like this metaphysical synchronicity where it's like the bad people have always been bad, the good people have always been good, and they've clashed over the decades. And now the fate of America rests in the decision between one or the other, between the American legendary real estate tycoon maverick genius or the useful idiot that will destroy your life because a child told her you were mean once. Would you rather be in charge?
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist's own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Middle East now. You know, I didn't grab this video either, but if we have my computer feed, we can just play it here. It's just a portion of a video just showing some of the literal giant, like, highways under mountains that Hezbollah operates. And it's just a little collection of videos that just shows, you know, 18-wheelers driving through, dirt bikes and other things rolling through this massive underground cave system. Just to let you know, just so that you're aware of the futility of bombing apartment buildings in Beirut to go after Hezbollah. Just so we're clear that similar to Gaza, but to an even greater degree, saturation aerial bombing of this area will not even remotely hinder, let alone totally destroy, Hezbollah. It's funny, I post this video and people are commenting underneath it going, this is a bullcrap, that's not true. And it's like,
here's the video of the tunnel. What do you mean it's not true? What do you mean it's not true? It's, there are videos of the tunnel. They have giant tunnels under the mountain. Well, part of this is not true to you. So they want you to believe that the people that have this underground city under the mountains of Lebanon are keeping hypersonic missiles in living rooms throughout Beirut. Why? Why would they even do it? Like, what is the claim here? I just want to lay that out for you. So as we talk about everything going on in Lebanon, as we talk about the long-awaited, long-foretold direct conflict between Hezbollah and Israel, just know that their bombing cannot, will not ever actually be effective against this force. So why are they doing it, and what are they doing? Well, same thing they've been doing in Gaza for the same reasons. The attacks against Lebanon are the deadliest since 2006. Lebanon has been thrown into chaos as Israel continues its attack on what it says are Hezbollah positions across its northern neighbor's territory. Again, I want to highlight to you the how easy Israel's made it for us to know who's the bad guys and who aren't. You might be wondering, well, if you're just bombing an entire apartment building, how do you know they're all terrorists? And the answer is that Israel only bombs terrorists. So how do you know who's a terrorist? Well, who has Israel bombed? Those are your terrorists right there. Sort of answers its own question. So how can they be targeting innocents if everybody they target is a terrorist? Right? So don't be ridiculous. Of course they're only targeting terrorists, even little children terrorists. Footage shared on social media showed long lines of traffic as people tried to flee southern Lebanon, which has been subjected to intense Israeli bombing, more so than other parts of the country, towards the capital Beirut, which of course then got bombed. Traveling from southern Lebanon to Beirut usually takes about 90 minutes at most, but with massive traffic jams that have stretched to 12 hours or more, desperate scenes could also be seen at a border crossing between Libya or between Lebanon and Syria, as hundreds of vehicles are seen clogging up the roads on the Lebanese side. It's just like yes, typical terrorist behavior, you know? It's those terrorists that are always fleeing in a mad panic from the bombs dropping. A typical terrorist activity, fleeing en masse, clogging highways as everybody tries to get away before they're vaporized. Classic terrorist maneuver, if you ask me. who's the bad guy? Who's the bad guys here? Let's see, one population is fleeing for their lives. I think they might be the underdogs here. The Israeli military has carried out an airstrike in the southern suburbs of Beirut, according to the Israeli Defense Force and witnesses. The IDF described the attack as a targeted strike, promising more details at a later stage. Like, don't worry, the strike was targeted. Okay. Okay, great. So you didn't just close your eyes and fire. They use these terms. They use terms like targeted strike to make you think that the target was specific and, you know, definitely a bad guy. That's not what targeted means, though, is it? It just means it was aimed. Yes, folks, they did aim the missiles before they fired them, so don't worry. Oh, God. Okay. They described the attack as a targeted strike, promising more details at a later stage. Lebanese state news agency NNA said the strike had hit a 5-story building in the Gobery neighborhood of Beirut's southern suburbs, destroying apartments on the 4th and 5th floors. A photo distributed by Hezbollah's media office showed the top 2 floors of a building destroyed by the Israeli strike. And we actually have some videos of the strikes from yesterday, including a shocking event in which a news reporter, a guest of a show called The Political Inc., the editor, was in the Bekaa Valley. The editor-in-chief of the Maraya International Network, his name's Fadi Boudia, he was injured on air. Clip number 16. This was during some of the Israeli very highly targeted airstrikes. Yesterday, he was live when his apartment was hit. Let's watch. So they're trying to connect to Skype here. So it don't look like any technical. And there you go. Highly targeted strike, folks, on the media personality. Many children still missing under the rubble in Lebanon, UNICEF warns. Many children remain missing under the rubble and caught on dangerous roads after Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon, the UN Children's Agency warned. As the country suffered its deadliest day since 2006, more children were killed in Lebanon in one day on Monday than in the entire past year. Eddie Higgins, UNICEF deputy representative for Lebanon, told a UN briefing Tuesday. UNICEF has received reports that many Lebanese children slept in cars and on the side of roads on Monday night after thousands of families were displaced from their homes in southern Lebanon, Higgins said. All Lebanon has to do is return the hostages, right? No, if they would just return the hostages, then this would all stop. Or whatever, you know, whatever excuse they need. It's just like, so why are you still bombing Gaza? And it's like, well, they could just give the hostages back. Okay, so why are you bombing Lebanon? Well, they're all terrorists. I guess they're all terrorists. It's like they'll use an excuse if they have one. If not, F you, we're doing it anyway, right? We don't need an excuse. It's convenient if we have one, but if not, we'll just do it anyway. The Israeli military has vowed to speed up the offensive operations after it launched extensive airstrikes targeting the militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hezbollah must not be given a reprieve, says Herzi Halevi, chief of the general staff. That's what he said, according to IDF statement. Keep working with full force. We will speed up the offensive operations today and tighten all the formations. The situation requires continued vigorous action in all arenas. I don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to laugh. At least 558 people have been killed, including 50 children and 94 women, by Israeli strikes on Lebanon on Monday, country's health minister. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mean to laugh, but there is something gravely comical about the Israeli military being all super serious while they are just killing hundreds of children. Like, we must not let up. They must not be given a reprieve. We must continue the pressure. And they're just a nursery with school, you know. Meanwhile, Hezbollah chilling under a mountain in tunnels that have been rated as being able to survive a nuclear blast. So the airstrikes are going to do nothing, just like they did nothing in Gaza, because obviously this is just physics. You can't hit tunnels under the ground with airstrikes, okay? That's just not, it's not how it works. So when they're doing airstrike after airstrike after airstrike against an enemy that is ensconced under several tons of mountain rock, they're not actually going after the guys in the mountain. They're just it's a terror campaign, and they're bombing civilians on purpose and by design. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It doesn't matter the mess Israel gets itself into, because it's sort of a win-win situation. Either they get to go completely insane, kill everybody, ethnically cleanse the entire area of greater Israel to create their one world government capital, or they get a lot of backlash. They start coming under concerted attack by all of their neighbors, in which case America will rush in to rescue them. So that's nice. That really is nice of for them. U.S. sends more troops to Middle East as tensions rise between Israel and Hezbollah. The U.S. is sending a small number of additional troops to Middle East in response to a sharp spike in violence between Israel and Hezbollah forces in Lebanon that has raised the risk of greater regional war, the Pentagon said Monday. General Pat Ryder. So they would not know how many more forces would be deployed or what they would be tasked to do. The U.S. now has about 40,000 troops in the region. None on our southern border, I'll have you note. 40,000 men deployed full-time in the Middle East while we are being actively invaded by hundreds of thousands of foreign psychopaths that are eating our cats. But that's what America's for, isn't it? America is here to serve the interests of Israel in the Middle East with our money, influence, good name, and yes, even the blood of our sons, because why should we defend ourselves when we have such great allies? Smoke billows from the site of an Israeli airstrike on the outskirts of the southern village of Habuch, Lebanon. Israel launched an intensive barrage of airstrikes across swaths of Lebanon on Monday in what was the deadliest day for the country since at least 2006, the war fought between Israel and the powerful Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Terror and despair gripped Lebanese residents as Israeli bombed more than 500 people, including women and children, and wounded more than 1,800 others, authorities said, as residents fled their homes desperate to reach safety. Can I make something clear as we continue to talk about this? Still to this day, and with a aggressiveness that just baffles through the reasonable mind, I get called a Nazi for talking about Israel. I don't know how to say it other than just to directly state to you people, you're not a Nazi for opposing the modern state of Israel and its current day actions that are reprehensible and horrifying. Okay, so I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm just going to say this to you. You need to stop. You need to stop, and you're making everything worse for yourselves. And your own government, by the way, if you're Israeli, is going to get you killed. So that's not a good thing. I actually don't want you to die because I'm not actually a Nazi. And if I was a Nazi, that says I'd be way better at it. Are you kidding? I would be the best. I would be the most pro-Israel person ever. Like if I was a Nazi, if I was like in favor of like ethnic supremacy, if I was in favor of like genociding people, if I was in favor of, rewriting history to your own benefit and forcing everybody in your country to engage in a pointless and self-destructive war. You know, if I was into Nazi things, I'd be the biggest Israel fanboy you'd ever seen. I'd be all for it. We did a thorough breakdown of this yesterday with John from Lebanon. If you haven't seen that, go check it out at band.video, because I don't think anything has changed really between yesterday and today in terms of what comes next and what is happening. There are some somewhat disturbing, corresponding sort of events going on. For one thing, the U.S. Army has apparently, as of yesterday, announced that they are dropping their diversity requirements for officer training. Which, again, is a little bit disturbing. I guess when we're in peacetime, everything's going well, then they feel free to discriminate against white men, Christians, keep them out of positions of power. But when it really matters, when they think that the army might be useful for something that other than gay propaganda, and you actually want people to fight and die for you, suddenly white men are welcomed again. I don't think anybody's going to fall for it, though. And I genuinely don't know how these countries, like the UK and the US, that are actually talking, like the UK is openly talking about bringing back a draft, forced conscription of their men. I don't know how they think that's going to work exactly. You've spent the last decade making it abundantly clear that our government doesn't just hate us, but sort of exists for the sole purpose and intention of destroying us. I mean, that's what's been made abundantly clear. Like, sure, they might do some other stuff, but we know now, we have been told in no uncertain terms that the purpose of the entire government's function is to systematically not just eradicate white men, white people, white families, white Christians as a demographic through forced invasion, through just suppression, through just mockery and, you know, a variety of other psychological operations going on, but like physically and by design. And so you think that we're going to fight for you now? That's just crazy. Why would anybody do that? That's just not going to happen. So they're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I do want them to try. I do want them to enact the draft. I really do think that that would be a very clear delineation. It would be a very important crossroads for Americans to ask themselves, do I want to fight for the people who despise and are destroying me? Or do I want to fight against those people because I have to fight? Because they're drafting me, so I'm going to have to put my life on the line either for the people who openly try to destroy me, or perhaps I will fight against them. We'll actually get back to that a little bit later as we'll talk about some of the diversity requirements, not just the military, but the academia as well. 40,000 already in the region, and that includes massive deployments of ships just completely surrounding Israel, which again seems to be what our military is for at this point. That is its purpose. There's somebody at one point on X saying, you know, like, this is dangerous. There's no American aircraft carriers anywhere in the Pacific. This hasn't happened since World War II. What could this be? Why would this be happening? And you show a map of where all of the naval assets of America are deployed, and they're just making a ring around Israel. And just, does it ever strike you? Does it ever just like hit you how far off from normal we are? You know what I mean? Like, if you were to tell me that the American naval assets were deployed worldwide, yeah, okay, we got lots of interests all over the place. You were to tell me that they're surrounding in a ring the American continent, I'd say, yeah, well, that's what they're for. It's our Navy. They're there to defend us. Why is it that our Navy and our entire military, for that matter, seems to be deployed around the world only, solely, like for the one intent and purpose of protecting Israel? I mean, look at this. U.S. Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group, USS McCain, the Daniel NQ, the Michael Murphy, the USS Russell, the Roosevelt Carrier Strike Group, all of those in the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea. You've got the USS Cole. And off the Mediterranean coast, off the coast of Israel and Lebanon, you've got the USS Roosevelt, the USS Georgia, the USS Arleigh Burke, the WASP Amphibious Ready Group, the USS Berkeley. And this is even mentioning the, you know, clandestine assets that we have deployed throughout the region as well, and the 40,000 troops that we have on the ground in that area. Meanwhile, our border, totally wide open. Five assassin teams trying to take out Donald Trump, apparently. Just all-out invasion. Apparently, the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio, are now creating heavily armed militia groups and marching through the streets in a just a literal takeover of our country, while our entire military is deployed in the Middle East to deal with a situation that our ally Israel is solely responsible for creating, expanding, exacerbating. It all seems a little bit nonsensical to me, personally. Call me a Nazi if you want. Call me a Nazi if you want. It is a modern nation state, and I get to criticize the actions of the governments of modern sovereign nation states. Go cry me a river. And nothing about it, to me, reflects on the Jewish people until you make a statement like that. I'll give you a little. I'm toying around with some ideas for a new pitch meeting, a new pitch meeting thing. It's kind of hard to make the whole situation really funny, but I did write an exchange yesterday that, you know, the one guy would say, 40 babies were baked in an oven. The guy, what, really? First guy, well, how dare you? How dare you ask that question? What, do you question the Holocaust too? First guy like, no, should I? I mean, the lies you're coming out with today, I don't know. They kind of have me questioning everything now. I didn't really think it was something, you know, intrinsic. I was criticizing Israel like I'm criticizing, like criticize America or criticize the UK or criticize any other government made out of immortal human beings. But for some reason, you're calling me a Nazi and telling me I'm not allowed to, which means you're in favor of what's going on. Why are you defending the bombing of children? What exactly is going on here? And what questions am I not asking that maybe I should be? It's very strange. It's very odd. You're lucky that I don't actually fall for this crap. U.S. seeks to prevent Israel-Hezbollah escalation, State Department official says. The U.S. does not support the escalation between Israel and Hezbollah across the border, a senior State Department official says, adding that Washington was going to discuss concrete ideas with allies and partners to prevent the war from broadening. We are going to continue to send them $1 billion of weapons, the weaponry that is necessary to carry out this attack, but we're against it. We're very against it. Yeah, it goes on. It goes on and on. It's like we're a true crime show covering a serial killer. He just keeps killing. Or just like it's that guy. His name's Bob Smith. Right there. He's going to kill again. Look, he's doing it. He's killing again. Never gets arrested. And we just keep reporting.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexshowstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage you now to go to thealexshowstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.